You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zulli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zulli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zulli.
All right, guys, are you ready for another awesome show? Once again, another Thursday, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're doing it the easy way, connecting you to Hollywood. Got another amazing show, great guests, great people to talk to. We're going to kick this show off right away with, just giving a little bit back. You know, that's what it's about. We just had an amazing event last Saturday, the Experience the Easy Way event at our mansion in Orange County. And it's, man, people were just, we raised money, we gave back, people networked. It was just an amazing experience, and this was a song that we played. So I hope this guys gets you in the mood to give back and do it the easy way. This is Give a Little Back by Sonya Harley. Let's get the show started.
I'm chilling late last night, thinking about the way I live my life. Do I love this world I live in enough to put up a fight? How do we know what the world wants? How can we tell what the people need? The world is starving for some love, y'all. Here's my invitation, join me. You, don't you know you, and you, yeah, you, and you. Can you make the time for me? Just take a look around at all the cultures we are. So beautifully complex, like the sky that holds the stars. We are here simply cause this is where we belong. If we take down ourselves and it's out of y'all, then life is gone. You, don't you know you, and you, yeah.
You know you gotta
All right, guys, that was Sonia Harley, one of our beautiful Easy Way angels. We call her the Nightingale Angel, and I think you can see why. That song's called Give a Little Back, and we are doing an amazing thing with it, actually. She can actually come to your nonprofit, to your fundraiser, to an event that you're doing as an Easy Way angel, perform that song, and you can watch the magic happen. That song has something to it where it really just kind of gets people in the giving feeling, the giving mode. We raised a good amount of money at the last event we did. She did perform that. We are going to be taking that video that she did of her performance and putting it on Easy Way Broadcasting on our like page, and you can actually see her in action and see what she does. It's an amazing, amazing song. Gives amazing vibes, and she is available for bookings. You can contact us on our just message us on the Facebook page if you're interested in booking Sonia to do that performance at your next fundraiser. She will be performing at the Stop Tour. Oh, the Stop Tour is so amazing. The Stop Tour is really hitting hard. We got over 30 celebrities supporting, 19 media companies, and a couple sponsors on board. It's going to be at Busby's East in Los Angeles, California, on Wilshire Boulevard. We're going to have a lot of amazing performances, from Justin Bieber's dancers to Aretha Gray is going to be doing some comedy. We got a couple new artists that are on board. We got rock bands. We got rock bands that are involved with Disney. It's just going to be an amazing, amazing venture. You can get your tickets at stoptour.ptix.com. That's P-E-A-T-I-X.com. If you want to get involved in all proceeds, 20% of all proceeds are going to be supporting the peacefund.org, which is Adrian Paul from Highlanders Charity, the peacefund.org. Check them out. And here's a little bit more information on the Stop Tour. Easy Way Broadcasting presents the Stop Tour, being held on September 27th at Busby's East, Los Angeles, California. This event is supported by celebrities such as Ashley Aragota, Megan Henry, Shane Sparks, Matthew Jacob Wayne, Zach Callison, Karina Rico, Jackie Christie, Adrian Paul, Vincent M. Ward, Aretha Gray, Ernie Singleton, Lacey Kay, the Hollywood It Guy Eric Zulli, and many more. This event is in support of thepeacefund.org. Performances by Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer, Angelique Bates from All That, Breaking Tempo, The Easy Way Angels, and many more. This event is sponsored by WTV Network, Fan TV, Music That Pays, Actors Reporter, AANM Promotions, Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, Teens on Air, Faithy J Entertainment, and slots are still open. For more information, visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com or go to our group by searching Stop Tour. Tickets are going fast, so visit the website now. And if you'd like to perform, cover, or sponsor the event, email us at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. This event promises to have amazing substance on Google and tremendous interaction on social media. The Stop Tour by Easy Way Broadcasting. Visit our group and post what you'd like to see stopped. And don't forget to hashtag Easy Way and hashtag Stop Tour. Yes, sir. So that's more information on the Stop Tour. I'm telling you guys, the event is going to be amazing, 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 amazing. Here's a couple other celebrities that are endorsing the Easy Way, therefore are endorsing the Stop Tour. And then when we come back, we're going to be talking to the gentleman, the company that's actually going to be making the Stop Tour website, which, can you believe it, guys? Yes, we do have StopTour.org. Remember, this is a voice for nonprofit. It is a funnel for getting a lot of good individuals, a lot of public figure type people, a lot of great music, fun vibes, and helping nonprofits raise some funding, and at the same time giving some great entertainment. And this is presented by Easy Way Broadcasting, the network that helps you connect to Hollywood the easy way. Here's one more commercial. We're going to introduce you guys to the gentleman that is going to be doing the Stop Tour website, and he's going to be telling you a little bit more about his skills and expertise. And soon, hopefully, we have our wonderful guest coming up on the show. And if you guys have been following our social media, you'll know who that is. If not, you'll be hearing him soon.
Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
See, guys, even Homer Simpson loves the easy way. So those are a couple other people that support us, and we're doing it the easy way, guys. So we have an awesome individual that's a new addition to the team. We have two new individuals. One individual is a part of the team, and one new individual that's kind of joined the team. We have Alan Tino Brown and Steven, the website master guy on the show. I want to introduce you guys to him. Alan Tino, Steven, how you doing today?
We're doing fine. Thank you so much, Eric, for having us on your show once again.
Damn, Alan Tino, you just drowned out Steven. It's like, where'd his voice go?
I'm
really excited to be on the show today, and also very excited to be a part of the Stop Tour team. I really, really appreciate the opportunity. And really bring a unique design. I'm excited.
Fight for your airtime, Steven. Go. No, I'm kidding. All right. So Steven, you have a web company. You do web design. You have a kind of a unique style and persona about you when you do your websites. And as you know, website design and coding and all that type of stuff is one of the biggest competitive services. I mean, everybody on the planet wants to do some sort of graphic design or web design, and there, you have a big-time amount of competition. So I'm a consumer. I want to know why I want to choose you versus the millions of other guys.
Well, first of all, I'm an artist, and I have an eye for art. And what sets me apart from the competition is I combine artwork with functionality. In other words, I allow myself – this is my personal policy. I have exactly 30 seconds to capture your attention. And I try to achieve that with all my designs. And with that, then that just opens up the other opportunities. But I try to make all my sites unique, one of a kind, by combining special artwork, even if I have to design the background template myself. But it's visually stunning. And that's what I shoot for, because if a consumer is going to pay for a website, they should get what they pay for and draw attention like no other, and that's what my goals are.
Now, when you design the site, do you also design it to have SEO and help draw traffic, or is it just purely visual?
No, absolutely. All my websites, I stay with my clients and drive the traffic. Absolutely, I help them maintain a very good presence on the web.
Okay, wow, that's great. Awesome. And I know you just did the cyberspacemediatv.com site, and you got skills, man. You're a wizard.
Thank
you know,
you.
You're a wizard causing a blizzard, like the old Warcraft game.
Thank you. I've been getting a lot of compliments on it, and people are happy with it. I'm just looking forward to doing it on Stop Tour.
I got all my gamers out there. Yeah, you mentioned Warcraft. I remember that, dude. Oh, cool. The wizard and the blizzard thing. And shout out, that's a challenge to all my fans out there that are the gamers out there. What's your favorite character and favorite magical power? Hit us up, 914-338-1303, or our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting. And Alan Tino, you're on the line as well. You got Cyberspace Media, and you're going to be helping us do some media directing at this amazing press conference happening on Monday with Watering Seeds, which is being presented quite a substantial check. And there's going to be people, executives of Coca-Cola and a whole bunch of people there at the Carson City Hall. So tell everybody a little bit about what you're going to be doing in helping with that and what Cyberspace Media is all about.
Well, right now, thank you, Eric. What I'm doing is aligning media crews that work with cyberspace exclusively for exclusive events such as this one that you're conducting. We have four crews there and three crews on standby. We will be trying to also live stream this directly to cyberspacemediatv.com. And we'd like everybody to write that down. Tune in on Monday at 5 o'clock. If not, after we archive it, it will be online for your viewing pleasure. The veterans, as you know, keep us safe from hostile environments such as foreign countries trying to come in and invade and take our freedom from us. So it's very important and dear to my heart. I have a lot of people in the armed forces in my family, some of which have lost their lives behind it, and I support the cause most definitely. And the STOP Tour, without a doubt. And I have a lot of people that are joining the STOP Tour for you as well, Eric. Thank you so much for asking.
Thank you, Valentino. And when Steven's done doing the StopTour.org site, there's going to be a pay me button, a little pay button. So make sure you click that button for that free plug right there. No, I'm kidding. So guys, you can hit up Easy Way Broadcasting, the like page on Facebook, and anybody that we promo on the show, anybody we talk about, anything and all things are always going to be on that Facebook page, Easy Way Broadcasting, or, of course, our application, the Easy Way app, which you can search my name, Eric Zulli, at your Apple Store or your Google Play Store, and keep up with everything. We do put out push notifications on all the fun stuff that we're doing. So if you do enjoy the Easy Way and you do want to keep up with what we have going on that can be beneficial to you, as well as some fun interviews and content and just a lot of fun stuff, you just want to download that app. It's free, and then have us in your pocket, and we'll just annoy you a little bit. All right, so we got some cool things to talk about, guys. We're going to transform this show, this segment, into our guest. I'm going to let him tell you a little bit more about himself. So we're going to bring him on here right after we what the heck? Wow, we take Transform real seriously, don't we? All right, cool, guys. We got Big Spence. Big Spence is in the house. Welcome to the show, sir. He's going to be doing it the easy way and telling you guys a little bit about him. And thank you to Sue, his publicist, for hitting us up. We had a great conversation, and this guy's doing some great things. So, Big Spence, come on down, man. Tell my fans about who you are.
What's going on, good people? Yeah, man. So, once again, my name is Big Spence. I'm an actor, writer, producer. I just directed my first film, Set Me Free, which premiered in Oakland in April. And it's been premiering all over the U.S. We'll be in Harlem on the 13th. So it's a great film, aspects of my life about four guys from the urban community. And they all have to be set free from their own inner workings. One of the guys, he has a big trust issue, and he winds up meeting a girl and finding out that trust is essential to be successful in life. And so he has to be set free from that. We have another guy who had his father leave at a young age, and as he got older, his dad came back, but at this point, his dad is sick. So he's taking care of his dad, but throughout his whole life, he was expecting and wanting love and approval from his dad. So he finds out that he never needed approval from his dad. He only needed his own approval. So he has to be set free from that. And we have another guy who is in a bad relationship. And he's putting up with this relationship that is not great for his livelihood. And he realizes that he deserves love. So he has to break that cycle and get out of that situation. So he has to be set free from that. And then we have another guy who has no idea what he wants to do with his life. And so he has to be set free from that. And the four guys' names are Keith, Kevin, Kidney, and Corey, all beginning with the letter K, because all these guys are really one person. They're all aspects of my life at some point in my life, of course, with some Hollywood spin. They're all my story broken up into four characters. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing out here. Coming from the Bay Area, Oakland, California. But, of course, I'm in L.A. now. So,
yeah, Oakland, so whoop, whoop, Bay Area. Shout out to the Fan TV Global Network. That's our partner, and they're in the Bay Area. I'm going to have to connect you guys. Yeah, cool, man. So So you have videos and trailers and things, I assume, that we can put on our fans page, on our like page, to, if anybody might want to see your work?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I have two teasers. I have a trailer. I'm actually won Best Director in Vancouver, Washington last week with 274 films.
Woo-hoo!
So, yeah, that was a great thing. So, but, yeah, we have trailers. We have all that good stuff, posters.
Okay. Cool, guys. Like I said, everything that's on the show is always going to go right there on the fans page, Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcasting. And so we'll check out some of your work, man. We're looking forward to seeing what you got going on. So I'm gonna ask you a really direct question that I get hit up all the time, because we have a group on Facebook called Hollywood the Easy Way. And okay. I get a lot of messages from my fans that hit me up about, you know, anything to do with, like, kind of industry 101. Okay. One of the biggest questions is, you know, everybody's trying to do their own projects. You know, to do a project, it's always about funding, and it's always about distribution. You know, how did you get your funding? And if you could break it down and be as intricate as you can, it would be appreciative, because we're really about trying to help our listeners and our fans, you know, give them advice to help them come up as much as possible.
Absolutely. Well, well, first I need to backtrack a little bit and let you know acting is what I do first. So that's how that's my bread and butter. That's where all my initial funds come from. So I've been doing this since 2006.
Oh well, let me hit you on the acting thing real quick. What would we recognize you in, or do you have an we'll put your IMDb on the fans page.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine last season. I had a guest starring on that. I've been on Key and Peele. Right now I have three commercials for Credit Karma running. I play a wrestler. What else? I just played Suge Knight in I Will Always Love You, which is the Whitney Houston story. So I've been in some things. I have a film called Imagine comes out this year with Al Pacino, Christopher Plummer.
I'd be afraid to take that role, Suge Knight. I'd be afraid that he'd come after me. Like, what are you trying to do here, man? No, I'm just kidding.
Right, you see, and I actually played the role before he got shot, you know, because he just got shot recently. So
again?
And I'm glad he's okay. Yeah, again. Yeah, I believe last week. It was not a good look, but he's doing okay. He's still alive and kicking. So
it goes to show you guys, you know, the street life can be a dangerous life.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, you know, from Oakland, you know, that's normal. That's like, you know, breathing, drinking water. I do this stuff on a daily. So yeah.
Okay. Well, congratulations, man. You're doing some things, so we'll make sure we pop your IMDb page, tell people to support it and share it and things. And so now you're – so what got you – what made you steer your direction towards, you know, producing and directing?
Well, as you know, my name is Big Spence, and it's because I'm larger than the average guy, I guess. So I initially started writing because my acting coach told me at one point that – I was too big to be the leading man, and I was too small to be the big goon. So he asked me, or basically he told me I need to make a choice which way I wanted to go. And at the time, it didn't make sense to me until I started watching more movies and paying attention that all the leads are thinner guys, and they're not as tall. They're usually between 5'7" and maybe 6 foot. I'm 6'2", so I'm a little too tall. But I, you know, at the time I was weighing 285. So that was the first thing that did it. Then I go to Michigan. I'm working on a film with Dustin Diamond, who plays Screech of Saved by the Bell, an Atlanta rapper named Bone Crusher, and Albert Miano. And we're in a trailer talking, and we're looking outside, and we're like, Bone Crusher looks at me, and he says, Spence, he said, look at these guys. They're doing a movie. He says, we know what we're doing. We're not making any movies. So I took it to heart. I came back to Oakland, and I started writing. The last thing that definitely told me this is what I need to do was work with Vince Vaughn on Four Christmases. Vince Vaughn is 6'5", so he's too tall to be the leading man. Mm. So I told him the exact same story I told you about what my acting coach said, and I said, how did you become a leading man? And he said he produced his first film. He produced Swingers, and he made himself a lead. So now when people see him, they don't see him as a 6'5 guy. They see him as a guy with talent. So my first film was based on those three stories, and I made myself a lead, and I booked Benny Rose off of this film called Milk Money, which is the first film I wrote. So I had already been acting for some years. So, and the reason why I had to go into me acting to tell you about funding is because I met a lot of connections. This business is definitely about who you know. And,
Wrong. I got to stop you, man. This business is not about who you know. This business is about who knows you and how they know you. You can everybody in the freaking planet, but unless you have respect with those people that you know, you ain't getting anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. And it's not about, you know, and knowing, when I say knowing, I don't mean knowing who they are. They have to know you as well. You know, to know somebody, they need to know you. So, absolutely. And so, you know, me, because I've been, you know, acting, and I've met a lot of crew, and I've met a lot of directors and producers and all these things, when I was going to do my film, I was able to connect with these people that I've worked on with other films, big films, you know, multi-million dollar films, and I worked on these budgets. So these guys already knew me. So I told them, hey, I don't have this money, but this is the project. And they believed in me, and they were able to work with me on my project. So, you know, of course, if I had the money, it would have cost me a lot more than I actually spent. But because they believed in me, it was worth more, if that makes sense. So my first film actually produced based on a commercial that I did. So it was a super low budget, $50,000 film, and that was all out of pocket. And based on me doing that film and then working on some more projects as an actor, I was able to get more actors for my next film, and then people wanted to invest because they see my other work. So then people were coming to me to invest. And that's basically how Set Me Free came about. Most of it was from my funding, and then I had a couple of investors as well.
Cool.
You know, and that's how it worked. And, of course, the entire crew took pay cuts because, you know, I didn't have money to pay people what they were worth. So, you know, so when, you know, a director usually charges, you know, $20,000, he's not charging me $20,000, but there's money in the back end. So they'll get less than they're actually asking for up front. So that's how funding worked.
Well, thank you for sharing that story with us, man. And I mean, everybody's story is different. And congratulations for actually making a move, because that's a tough task. I'm a producer and a director myself, actor, and mainly a digital branding person. I help projects get out there. But I know, you know, I know the process, and thank you for sharing that with us. So Vince Vaughn, man, Vince Vaughn, that's pretty cool. I mean, working with him in any way, he's definitely getting up there in a major way. So did you have to like wear high heels to work with him or what? No.
Well, I mean, actually, you know, cause I'm pretty tall too. So, I'm 6'2", so he's only 3 inches taller, but I said, he's definitely too tall for the status quo.
What's he like behind the scenes?
A great guy.
What's he like behind the scenes? What's Vince Vaughn like behind the scenes?
He is a lot like he is while the camera's rolling. That's definitely him. He's that guy, which is a great thing because, there's acting, but especially with him, there's a lot of ad-libbing that goes on because he's a comedian. So a lot of the stuff he says off the cuffs, so because of that, you get real reactions, which is an amazing thing. I think.
So do you think that sorry to interrupt you, but when I hear things, I just gotta hit it, otherwise I'll lose it. And do you think improv and off the cuff and having those skills is a good tool to help you progress in the acting and entertainment industry?
Absolutely. I think that those are great skills. Any skills to have are great skills, but you have to know when to use them. Because every director is not gonna.
I think improv and doing, you know, being able to do things right off the top of your head, like that's what I'm doing. Like I'm an improv host. I don't ever script. I hate scripts. I throw them in the trash when they get in front of me. I'm always just really off the cuff. And I think that that's a major tool and a major skill. And I think that if people are not that good at this is just my advice, guys. I think that if you were to take improv classes and learn how to be off the cuff, you know, that's going to help that much more, because even when you have a script, you don't necessarily need to follow the script completely, you know, as long as you can keep the flow going. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Especially depending on who's directing you. I've worked with people that do things differently. I've worked with directors who also wrote the film. So to them, usually those people that I've worked with, as the script to them is golden because they wrote it. So they want every word exactly how they wrote it because they wrote it. When I work with directors that are just hired to direct, they're a lot less loose, or they're a lot less dependent on the script. They just want the story to flow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. Because they didn't write it. They have their own vision now. They have transformed the film into their vision. Like I said, the skill is an amazing skill to have. But like I said, you have to know when it's okay to use it. Because I have seen actors be cussed out on set in front of everybody. Because the director said, hey, do it like I wrote it.
Yeah, I was just on a radio show with my friend on Sirius Radio, and she was telling me how Angelina Jolie was actually on set cussing some people out. And this isn't me just saying something. You can go listen to the show, guys, and you can hear. Yeah, it was very interesting behind the scenes of Hollywood. All right, man. So I'm gonna go to a quick commercial, a couple commercials here. We gotta pay the bills, keep the show going. And when I come back, my next question for you. Is struggles, you know, challenges. You know, if you could think of maybe two or three of your biggest struggles and challenges, and maybe share your story with us, we'd appreciate it. And then we're gonna open the lines for a couple questions from some of the fans. And I hope you're enjoying today's show. Did you see the podcast? Did you see the blog post? Did you see the promotion we've been doing for you?
I did. Yeah, I thought it was great. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, sir, and we appreciate you. All right, guys, so we're going to go a quick commercial break here. You're listening to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, and we'll be right back.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric EasyZuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zuli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcasting.
Oops, not Friday anymore. I'm going to have to get rid of that commercial. All right, guys, we're back on Easy Talk Live. We're going to open up the lines here. Now, mind you, guys, we're going to do this quick. If we pick up your line and you don't hop in right away and you don't talk and there's any pause, we're going to have to go to the next caller. So I'm just going to grab we have about 10 callers in the queue. I'm just going to try to hit it as quick as we can. And you guys are welcome to ask questions to myself or our guest, Big Spence. Maybe give you some information on all the wonderful ins and outs of the directing and producing and acting world, as well as myself, if you have any questions on the branding, hosting, or being stupid world. Yeah, I'm kidding. That's what hosts do. All right, so we got a caller, 323-4177. What's your name and where are you calling from? And we got a caller, 530-5213, 530-5213. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, sometimes callers just want to listen. They don't want to speak on air. That's fine. That's fine, guys. So we have 310-7221. 310-7221. You're on air. Did you want to talk to myself or our guest? Well, you can hear them in the background there, but sometimes they're shy. We got a caller, 760. We got our Easy Way Angel, Sonia Harley, in the house. Sonia Harley, our Nightingale Angel. Sonia came to stop by.
Hey.
Yeah, hey. How's everybody feeling this morning? The sun is already out here, and I'm just like, wow, I'm missing my radio show. I hate those early morning appointments, you know, like with doctors and stuff, but it's better just to get them out of the way.
Oh, really? What appointment did you have?
On the show.
What appointment did you have? Who are you getting paid by?
I have like a follow-up dental appointment, which I freaking hate. Like something about the dentist's office just drives me crazy. The sound of the drills and just everything, you know.
That's no fun. Okay. Well, Sonia, I'm gonna keep grabbing some callers here, and see if anybody, anybody has any questions for our guests. We have a couple callers in the queue, but everybody's so shy. So I'm gonna grab. We got an 815-8385. 815-8385. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Caller, are you there? Hey, we got a voice. Sometimes we get lucky. Hey, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Janet.
Caller?
I'm Janet, and you?
Oh, hi. Did you say Jana or Janice?
Janice.
Okay, try, if you can, caller, try to keep the background noise to a minimum so we can hear what you're saying, like the opening your car door and all that stuff. So we have a wonderful director and producer, actor extraordinaire. His name's Big Spence. He's doing some great things with some great films, and he's acted in some great stuff, as well as myself. What question do you have for myself or our guest?
What is your favorite TV show?
And that question is directed towards both of us, our guest, me.
Yeah, both of you.
Big Spence, you're our guest, so you go ahead and go first.
Right.
What's your favorite TV show?
I think my favorite TV show of all time would have to be The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Love the show.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground where I spent most of my days. Turn out, maxing, relaxing, all cool, and all shooting some b-ball outside of the school. And a couple of guys, they were up to no good. Started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight, and my mom got scared. Said, "Your movie went to your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." I whistled for a cab, and when it came there, the lights were fresh and nice and clear. And later, this cab trip, I thought, "Don't forget it. Go home to Bel Air." I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8. I said to the cabbie, "Your home, smell you later."
Smell
looked
you
at
later.
My kingdom. I was finally there, to sit on my throne. I watched that show a little bit here and there. As far as me, Jan, we'll call you Jay because I'm sorry, I didn't get it. It was Janice or Janet. I'm gonna say Jay. Is it okay?
Okay.
My favorite show would have to be, believe it or not, I don't really watch a lot of TV, but I like Pawn Stars. I think it's really interesting that people bring into the store and they pawn it off. And for some reason, that's just interesting to me. So that's the answer to the question. Thank you so much for calling in. And if you have any other questions for us and you want to hang out with us, you can always hang out with us directly on the Easy Way Broadcast fan page. Keep listening and keep telling your friends. Keep doing it the easy way. Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
My favorite show is True Blood.
Okay, I'm sorry, Sonia. What did you say?
My favorite show is True Blood, but it's gone.
Oh,
now.
I love True Blood. Yeah, we just had Vincent M. Ward on the show, and he was the True Blood star, and now he's Walking Dead. And I love the girl that can shock people with her, the star, the blonde cutie. What's her name? Sookie. Sookie.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Sookie, yeah. Sookie's from the X-Men.
All right, guys, so Big Spence, I really appreciate you coming on the show, man. I'm going to give you another 2 minutes to promote whatever you'd like to promote to our fans and friends. We'll talk a little bit off air and see what magic we can make happen the easy way. So this floor is yours, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Okay, so check me out, BigSpence.net. That's the website. We got Touch the Heart Productions, which is my production company, that has information on Set Me Free. It has information on The American Dream. Also has information on Milk Money. I appreciate you all for listening, and stay tuned. We got a lot of stuff coming up. Put God first. Amen.
I love what you just said right there, man. And, hey, don't go anywhere if you're able to stay. I know you're probably a busy guy, but we actually do have a special segment that we just added to the show called Industry 101. And we have a fan space we're going to be building, guys. We have a gentleman that's coming on named Ryan Torres that is a fundraising concierge, we'll call him. He's a fundraising concierge. He's got a lot of great projects. He's going to discuss some of the stuff he's got, some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that he can get in trouble for because we're doing it the easy way, and we're going to be giving you guys some great information. So we're going to go a quick song here. by Megan Henry, which is Crash a Party. This song had over a million views in less than like a couple months. It's a hot, hot song. And then when we come back, we're going to be talking to Ryan, and he'll be telling you guys a little about the ins and outs of fundraising and distribution and all the fun stuff about the film and television world. You're listening to Easy Talk Live every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. Here we go.
You ready for this? Let's go.
Party, you guys can check her out. She's rocking our Easy Way Angel shirt when she hits the red carpets, and we'll be putting her music video on our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting. Great, amazing song. I recommend you guys check it out. So we got our special treat I was telling you guys about. This is our new segment, Industry 101. If you want to know what's going on in the industry and you got some questions and things like that, we got Ryan Torres in the house. Ryan Torres, what's going on? Welcome to Easy Talk Live. We're looking forward to talking to you, man. You ready to do it the easy way?
Hey, yeah, I'm ready to do it the easy way. How you doing, man? How's it going out there?
I'm doing good, man. So our fans are ready to wait to hear this information. Guys, Ryan has actually casted for the Notorious B.I.G. film, many amazing films. If you look at their IMDb at Avenue Entertainment Management, which, we will be posting on our Easy Way Broadcasting fans page, so you can go to the link. Ryan has done a lot of things. I mean, tell us some of the projects that you're working on, Ryan, and mention a lot of big names that you can get in trouble for.
Well, there's a lot of different projects that that come across my table. We're working on a project right now, which is with Robert Duvall. And we have, another project, which we have Justin Timberlake and Spike Lee. Another one that actually got closed was with Kevin Hart, Jamie Foxx. So, you know, I get a lot of great projects that come across my desk, and you know, everybody's always looking for funding, so everybody has a script but no money.
And you're actually pretty good friends or associates or what, I don't know, with the gentleman that owns or is a part of Imprint that basically does all the Twilight films?
Yeah, he's passed a couple projects over, you know, every now and then, and we've talked on the phone several times. He's actually the producer on the
Look at this nonchalant voice, guys. Yeah, he's passed a couple projects over past my desk. You know. All right, so Ryan, tell us about I'm someone. I got a project. I mean, I know I can name off probably 30 people that hit me up on our fans page in our group that have projects they're trying to get off the ground. What are like say five of the best tips and tricks and secrets in acquiring funding?
Basically, you know, the best thing that I could say or the secrets are, you know, it's really looking at, you know, who you have attached to your project. Because a lot of people have projects, they have films, and
you know, they don't have the right, you know, formula. They don't have the right cast. And
Heck no, man. That did not just happen. Sorry, guys. He lost signal. You know, Ryan's actually doing me a personal favor by getting on the show, getting on air, and he's actually pulling himself out of a meeting here. So he'll be calling back in. We'll bring him back in. So we're going to talk to my beautiful angel, Sonia Harley, and our awesome media director in training, Alan Tino Brown. And let's bring back Steven, our stop tour web guy. And, wait, there he is again. So we'll have all of us come on. Ryan, you left us, man. Are you afraid?
I got dropped off. I don't know what happened. No, I'm not. I'm okay. Sorry, everybody.
I hope I have beautiful girl.
No.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, no, continuing on that question. No, it's just really, it's a formula, you know. Films are, a lot of people shoot films because, you know, it's an investment. And it's all about the ROI. It's a return on the money you're putting in for your project.
So you were saying that one of the secrets is who you have attached to your film in order to get – okay. And why are those – why is that an important factor?
Well, because, you know, that's what people bank off of. Like if you look at actors like Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise – you know you're gonna win all the way because you know there's two types of territories. Well, I call them territories, but there's numerous territories in the foreign market. But you know you have the U.S., which is a domestic, and then you have the foreign, which is the international, of course, and all the different markets in the foreign territories. So you know Tom Cruise, you know is you're gonna win all the way. Now if you get Val Kilmer, you know. Compared to Tom Cruise is going to pull, you know, $20 million in pre-sales overseas or $15 to $20 million. And, you know, you pay him $20 million to do the film. Well, you're getting your money back just on the pre-sales. Then you got product placement or you got your theatrical release. Now, Val Kilmer now might be worth $1 million overseas versus Tom Cruise because it's the name value. You know, so a lot of producers are banking off the names, and that's the secret. You got to have the right names.
So you want a name with overseas value that will sell a lot of tickets?
Exactly. Well, not just tickets. I mean, you cut joint ventures, like, you know, different partnerships with, like, Russia. Say Russia wants to buy the rights to, Brad Pitt's movie, World War Z, right? World War Z, that was a popular movie. So that happens, basically, Russia offers $5 million for the movie. So then what happens is when they release that movie in Russia, then they work a deal out with theater sales. They might do 50-50. They might do 60-40. And Russia will give an upfront advance, like, okay, well, here's $5 million, and we'll take 30%, and we'll give you 70. Or sometimes they sell out it's called outright. They sell out the rights outright. So, you know, the distributors are the ones that handle that, right? They look at, like, Val Kilmer. You know, we had a Val Kilmer film, and they're like, oh, he's only worth $1.5 million overseas. And that's really nothing compared to, like, Denzel Washington, who's worth, you know, 15 overseas. So the secret is in your talent. That's the secret. But it's hard to get the talent because you need to get the money. If you don't have the money, you don't get the talent. If you don't have the talent, you're not going to make the money.
Interesting. I sense all my fans going, interesting. I hope you guys have your notebook and pen or your cell phones out. This is a digital age. Most people probably got their cell phones out. They're probably recording the show. What about sources of money? Where are the I know there's the stuff about tax write-offs and certain areas where you're shooting at and where, you know, there's obviously bank loans, and then there's private investors, angel investors. What are some of the best sources that you've had experience on actually getting the money?
Well, you have different forms of investors. You know, you have private investors or you know there's banks. So I've dealt with many sources. I've dealt with real estate investors. I've had people that had real estate money invest in entertainment projects, entertainment-related projects. So, you know, then you get investors who know the business, and they're, you know, they're considered producers that have money, they've made money. So there's different type of sourcing, you know. And the crowd, I mean, I'll be honest with the crowdfunding. Oh, man. I don't know if anybody has educated anybody on that, but I do know that on the crowdfunding situation that, you know, how many people are going to recoup? If you have 20 different investors doing a $5 million picture, that means you got to pay back all those people. Now, there are finance companies that the producers hire that they pay out, you know, those fees and stuff. But if it's just an independent producer doing a film and you have crowdfunding, I mean, that I think it's personally it's a joke because it's so much, you know, micromanaging and managing and, oh, here's your money from the tax credit. Oh, here's your money from this theater here. This theater made this much. And it's just a lot of management. It's a lot of headache for producers. But you get real estate people. You get investors that want to do a tax write-off. Like I've had guys call me, Ryan, I got a guy that has $30 million. He wants to, you know, do a movie with an A-lister. Okay. You know, and I got to find and go around and try to find the movie with an A-lister, make sure it's that exact budget because he knows he's using it as a tax write-off. So some investors need to do tax write-offs. So they have so much money, they have to spend it for the year before tax season.
Go ahead.
So there's different types of investors. You got like, of course, banks. Well, they'll do lines of credit. They'll do like SBLCs, which is called a standby letter of credit, similar to a line of credit. And banking, you know, you have your fees and your Amor and, you know, different things and finance fees. You know, when you do, it's like a loan versus an investment. Loans are like, you know, they have fees attached to them. But when you have a straight investment, you just cut a deal like, okay, here, I want this on top of my 100% money, plus I want this on the back end on the movie. So there's just different investors out there that do that stuff.
Now, you're someone that's I look at the liaison, basically like a concierge of getting financing for projects. And a lot of people probably do approach you to help them. You know, I we don't need to say it on this show, guys, because we don't have a whole lot of other time. But if you want to tune in next week, you know, Ryan, we can go a little bit more into the distribution and how people can really reach you and talk to you about their projects. And I mean, there's so much more stuff we can go into. But you know, thank you for your time today. And my last question before we let you go.
No problem.
My last question before we let you go is you know, as you know, Easy Way, the brand Easy Way is a very spiritual and Christian, Catholic, you know, godly brand. And I know you're a Christian as well. You're a very faith-based
person.
Do you feel that your faith has helped you close some of the situations that you've done or some of the situations you're working on?
Well, yeah, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. So faith is what you need to believe in, what you don't even see. And so I know I've been at this for a while and, you know, I've done little smaller deals and so forth, but it's all about, you know, the Bible says that all run the race, but one obtains the prize. So everybody's going to get exasperated. They're going to get exhausted. They're going to get weary. They're going to get tired. But I'm telling you, stick with it. Stay in that race, and I guarantee you're going to get that prize. You know, that's what God says. Like, stay in the race. No matter what you go through, no matter the division that comes against you, opposition, you know, just keep with it. Stay strong. People can tell you, oh, you're not going to make it or this or that. Stay strong. And let me tell you the number one secret, going back to the word secret, this is a secret that I've discovered is in your wisdom. Over time, when you grow and you age, retain as much wisdom as you can, godly wisdom, not worldly wisdom. Worldly wisdom is foolishness to God. Think about it. Worldly wisdom is foolishness to God. It's about having godly wisdom. I guarantee you'll be successful no matter what you do.
Love it. Love it. I agree. And you know, actually, we have a fan question. This is actually the publicist of the guest that we have, and she's actually producing and working on a film herself, and they're looking for financing. So they just actually hit me up. And, Yeah, they're interested in what they're hearing. She's listening to our podcast right now. So, again, guys, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna actually make Ryan a editor and have the ability to post on our fans page, Industry 101, which is going to be promoted heavily. Everything is being promoted by Easy Way Broadcast, and that's the main page. And the way this works, guys, I don't know if you saw. I don't know if you saw the video that I did, but what we're basically doing is all the content that we capture, all the people that we meet, all the interviews that we do, all the auditions we do, all the events, the showcases, everything that Easy Way does, we're putting on the fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting, first raw and uncut, bam, bam, right away. We got 5 interns that are working that page. And then after that, we're then sharing it to our 50 other pages, and eventually everything will just be on Easy Way Broadcasting. So it's going to be very simple for you guys. And, of course, if you really are fans, you can just download the application by searching Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, right there on your mobile phone or your touchpad, on your Apple Store or your Google Play Store. Compliments of My Pocket. We love that My Pocket. There are sponsors, and they've been amazing. And, guys, we have over 10 live A-list level events coming up. And we're proud to announce, and Ryan, I hope you're definitely going to be there, and you're definitely going to be hitting up some of your people. We are working directly on, my company has officially been hired to oversee and run the social media of the THE Los Angeles Convention Center, along with CBS, the wow. Event Expo, which is looking for cultural creatives.
Wow, that's going to be huge, man.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun, and we have a lot of other great things leading up to that. It's all part of the Stop Tour, guys, so you guys are going to hear a lot more and more about the Stop Tour. And let me tell you just a little bit about what social media does, guys. Social media is a big reason of most of what you're seeing happening with most of what we do. We've had over 7 celebrities contact us via Twitter. And via LinkedIn, I'm sorry, no, a lot of companies hit us up via LinkedIn, and a lot of celebrities hit us up via Twitter because of other people tweeting, other people pushing something out, other people. I mean, we're getting messages, we're getting returns after we do the social media push that we do, and there's a lot of people that want to get involved with what we're doing because of social media. So I'm just saying this, guys, to encourage you guys to use social media a lot more than you do, and remember, you know, a lot of people think it's work. It really isn't. You don't have to just sit there in front of your computer and work all day. Social media is driven by mobile, by your cell phone. You could be out and about doing whatever you're doing. It takes you 2 seconds to go boop and post something on social media. Take a picture with your cell phone, take some video, and it goes right to your social media, and that's how you gather leads. That's how you gather that's how you
one
attract.
Thing I can say about, not to cut you off, Eric, one thing I can say about social media is, and LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn is like the business of social media, because there's so many people on there like that, you know, they have the resumes, and Facebook is more of a socialite kind of thing, you know, and you can promote your event or this or that, but LinkedIn is where it's at. LinkedIn, if you want to gain contacts for projects, or you want to, you know, get a job opportunities, LinkedIn is the spot.
Well, thank you. No, definitely appreciate your opinion, Ryan. I mean, I think they're all great. LinkedIn is better for business. I'll agree with that. And thank you to Sue. I appreciate you. You definitely need to be in front of the camera more. You're freaking hilarious. I'm listening to your show all the time. Thank you, Sue. I appreciate it. I hope, guys, you're enjoying the show. And I hope you're enjoying Ryan. Again, you can contact him through the Easy Way Broadcasting fans page. And that's just letter E, letter Z. We do this show every week at 10:30 a.m. It's a morning podcast show. And cross your fingers, because we are talking to Sirius XM Radio. You know, there's some great conversation going. So you guys might be able to listen to us in your car here soon if you have the satellite radio. Ryan, any closing things? Pieces of advice? Anything that you wanna say to any of our fans or any of your friends or family that might be listening to this? Because I know you're going to promote this all over the place. This show is going to be all over AEM and all over Ryan stuff.
Yeah,
because,
definitely.
Yep. Anything you want to say?
Just state, like I said, here's a good tip. No matter what you're doing,
eventually you're going to master that craft, like actors or you're a producer, because when you become, you know, you're learning as you go. I believe in that practice makes perfect. So if you keep practicing, you keep doing it, you keep getting the experience you need, eventually you're going to pop. Eventually you're going to be successful at what you do. So stick with it. Don't give up. Don't jump ship. Don't try to do something new. A lot of people, like I did it myself, we tried, you know, 5-10 different things, and then we're not giving 100% at that one thing we originally started on. So we need to stay 100% at one thing. Keep acting. Keep modeling. Keep rapping. Keep singing. Keep, you know, doing movies, producing. Just stay with it. And at the same time, make sure you're gaining that wisdom. You're gaining that knowledge. Because knowledge is power. That's where the power is. And that's where you become wealthy, is what you know.
Very inspirational, Ryan. I appreciate it. I do agree with you
somewhat.
I do agree with you somewhat.
It's who you know, too, like easy.
No. What I was gonna say is not.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you want to stay focused on one particular thing, but I don't want the fans to think that you don't want to be an octopus and have backups and have other things that you're working on. You want to keep your focus on one specific project and make that project make you money, make that project work for you. But you always want to have backups and you always want to entertain other situations. I mean, I have probably 25 projects on my plate, but I've chosen 3 that are paying us right now. And our main focus right now is Easy Way Broadcasting. That's our focus, but everything else coincides. So my suggestion to everybody is create something that you keep your main focus on, but you can have many other things piggyback on to have other potential forms of income. Speaking of other potential forms of income, guys, I want to announce we just did our deal with SMPK Social Media Press Kit. You can go to mysocialfusion.com/EasyWayBroadcasting. It's also going to be on our Easy Way Broadcasting's like page. And what this is actually a social media press kit that rolls everything that you have into one simple fashion and at the same time starts ranking you at the top of Google and helps other things that you're pushing that you keyword relate to rank on Google as well. It's a really amazing tool. We also have video business cards, video folders. How would you guys like to be at an office or an environment or something that you're pitching somebody to and actually be able to open up a folder or open up something and literally have a video inside of that folder to do your pitch for you, as well as have your branding and all the other stuff on it? Pretty cool, huh? Keep tuning in, guys. We're going to give you a lot of cool information for technology and great things. We're actually going to be with the creator of projectors. So you can actually project your presentation right from your cell phone. You can be in a meeting and hold your cell phone, and it'll be just like you were having a projector on a table. How would you like to have a mobile projector? Yeah, because you're listening to this.
I want one.
So because you're listening to the show, guys, because you're doing it the easy way, you're getting the inside information before it even comes out. They are talking to the biggest mobile companies right now, the biggest carriers, and this is going to be coming out in the next couple months. We will be with the founder, the creator of this technology, on Monday at the press conference I told you guys about. You might want to go back and listen to the show if you missed the beginning to know more information about that. So we're very inclined into technology, and that's what we do, guys. So remember, speaking about the events, you can go to our application and you can get all the events. But coming up, we just recently did the Experience the Easy Way event. We got 12 good leads out of that one event with people shaking their hands. Over 15 people have thanked me and Henning for the opportunity of providing a platform where people were able to generate leads and meet people and network. A lot of people got a lot of benefits. If you want to see that event, you can go to Experience with the letter X and EZ, letter E, letter Z, Experience the Easy Way. You'll see all the pictures and the videos, and you'll see everything from that. We will be popping up the interviews soon, compliments of Hollywood CEO, as well as Easy Way Broadcasting. So that was our first event coming up. We have the African Oscars. Then we have Easy Jackson Limousines Turkey Giveaway. We have the Celebrity Paintball Tournament. We have the CBS and the LA Convention Center Coming up next year, we have the Miss Global International Beauty Pageant. We got over a lot of different events that are lined up with that. Now we just linked up with Watering Seeds, which supports veterans, and we got their events and their stuff coming up. I think we have close to about 15 events coming up, guys. So just keep following us and keep supporting. We're going to pop on a song. This is by our good friend Bill Zucker, who actually just got a TV show. Congratulations, Bill. You know, keep doing your thing. This is called the Twitter song, and this was one of his originals. It's a funny song, guys, so I hope you enjoy it. You're listening to Easy Way Broadcast and Easy Talk Live. I'm your host, Easy. Do it the easy way, the Hollywood It Guy.
Well, yes, I've been thinking it's time to start drinking. Whole life is falling apart. Well, I'm stressed and depressed and my life is a mess and I gotta make a new start. Well, I don't know why, but it seems, girl, that I've got an addictive personality. 'Cause I haven't left home in God knows how long since I picked up the laptop to see. Won't you please take me back to the days I was only on crack. Between Facebook and Twitter, my life's in the shitter and I just can't get it on back. Well, it all started with a little MySpace, and then soon that just wasn't enough. Now I'm out on the streets trying to score a few tweets. This cyber life can be so tough. Well, I can't remember the last time I slept, and I sure don't remember this beard. Well, my phone has stopped ringing and no one stops by. I know my friends think I am weird. Won't you please take me back to the days I was only on crack. Between Facebook and Twitter, my life's in the shitter and I wanna get it on back. Won't you please take me back to the days I was only on crack. Between Facebook and Twitter, my life's in the shitter and I wanna get it on back.
Doesn't really go with what I said on the show today. I've been saying how awesome social media is, but yet we're saying Facebook and Twitter are life's in the shit. That didn't really go. No, I'm kidding. That's Bill Zucker, guys. Check him out. He's got over close to a million followers on Twitter. He was Kelsey Grammer's guy. Now he's got a TV show. Shout-outs to Bill Zucker. Keep doing your thing, man. Appreciate you. So I hope, guys, you've enjoyed the show. We're going to go into our Easy Way Angels segment, bring our beautiful angel Sonia Harley in the mix. And she's going to tell you guys
Hi.
A little bit about what's going on with the Angels and what's going on with the Easy Show. And Sonia, take it away.
Hey, guys. I hope everyone out there is doing amazing. And I hope you listen to the Twitter song. Don't forget us on Twitter. Make sure that you find the Easy Way Angels on Twitter. We have a new Twitter page now, thanks to Eric Dooley, set it up for us. And we also have a Facebook page. So I would like for all of you guys to go and to like that page. Meet myself, Barbara Sandifor, and Stephanie Pinicello are working really, really hard to keep our angel wings floating high in the sky so that we can tell everyone about the Easy Show and about Easy Way Broadcasting and watching the show and just checking in on what our topics are going to be because they're super fun. We always have an amazing guest on the show. And then all the girls, we pick, like, really cool topics that are, like, unisex topics most of the time, like, they will apply to guys and to girls. So, guys, you can tune in, too, to hear the angels drop a little knowledge on you from time to time. But, yeah, so we're doing a lot of things. We have the Stop Tour coming up on the 27th, and that's going to be super fun. So you guys don't want to miss that because the angels are going to do a special little tribute type of a performance. But you have to get a ticket, and you have to go in order to see it, or you're going to miss out because it's going to be super cute. But, yeah, so that's what's going on with the angels in that aspect. And the other aspect, we are still looking for new angels. So you guys can hit me up, girls. Hit me up at SoniaH@EasyWayBroadcasting.com, and we can talk, and then we can go through, you know, whatever our criteria is in order to deem you a new angel so you could come around to all of the events with us and do what angels do. We smile and we make people have a good time. That's our job, and it's fun. But we're smart, so don't forget that either. And let's see. Oh, okay, so let's talk about me for a second. Sonia Harley, yay! And the things that are going on in my life as an angel. I recently did a show at the Whiskey, and Ozzy Osbourne came to my show. Yay, it was so super fun. And I was talking, telling Ozzy about the Easy Show and telling him, oh, you should download Eric Dooley's app on your phone. And he's like, I can't even see my phone. So it was really funny. He was like, I don't even look at it that much, but it was really cool just to, like, hang out with him and talk. And we have a lot of good things coming up for the Stop Tour. We have super, super cool talent that's going to be performing. So you guys definitely, honestly, you don't want to miss out. I mean, Ernie Singleton, and then we have our host of celebrities and Justin Bieber's dancer, and we're adding people to the roster. But now we're actually kind of started closing out because we have all of our spots pretty much filled, and now it's just a matter of having an amazing show that's going to be blazing and electric, and you get to come there, and you can get pictures with the angels if you want, and you can watch the show, and definitely download the Eric Dooley app. Everyone that's listening in right now, you have to download the app so that you know what's going on with us. And once you find out and you tune in to what we're doing, you get your antenna set right for us, you will never, ever be disappointed. You'll always be excited. So that's all I got to say, Sonia Harley, about the Easy Way Angel. And, of course, the show, our Stop Tour. Oh, wait, I have one more thing to say. We're actually teaming up with the comedy club. So on the 26th, which is the day prior.
Nope, Sonia, I gotta stop you. That has now been pushed back into October, and we'll talk behind the scenes on that. But you forgot to also mention tomorrow, guys, Patrick Fawcett, who's on the OWN Network, is going to be our guest on the Easy Show. You'll be able to see the beautiful Easy Way Angels segment. There is a fans page now, an official like page, which is over 100 likes in a day already. The Easy Way Angels like page. Go like the page. Check out everything Easy Way Angels is going to be on that page. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, Sonia, I want to introduce you to the gentleman that is going to be doing the StopTour.org website, and he's already made a commitment to get this thing done by close to September 10th. We can make our deadlines, and we can make what we're trying to do. So we really appreciate Steven. Steven, what's the name of your company, by the way?
I'm working with Cyberspace Media TV. My company is World Shakers Designs. That's worldshakersdesigns.com.
Oh, cool. So World Shakers Designs aligned with Cyberspace Media TV. And so if people want to book your services, do they go through Cyberspace Media TV, or do they go to you?
They can go through Cyberspace Media TV to reach me.
Okay, perfect. So, guys, check out CyberspaceMediaTV.com if you want to get the services. So, we're gonna bring Alantino on here as well because Sonia actually is an angel with us because of Mr. Alantino, the president of Cyberspace Media, and it's all one big family, man. We're all helping each other. We're all moving and grooving, and so we want to recognize and acknowledge Mr. Alantino for bringing those awesome connections, and so Sonia, Steven is going to take the responsibility and make our StopTour.org site rock and roll, pop and lock, just like
awesome.
Shabadoo is going to be
good.
Doing on our show here real soon in October.
Yay, yeah, that's going to freaking rock. I'm excited. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, so Sonia, let me ask you this, Sonia.
Welcome.
You just recently did the Experience the Easy Way, Bringing Hollywood to Orange County event. By the way, our next event, the event was so good. Our next event has been officialized. I got to look at my calendar here, but our next Experience the Easy Way, Bringing Hollywood to Orange County is going to be October 19th. October 19th, next month, because that it was such a good event, and there was so much networking and so many things that came off of it. There was a lot of potential booths, a lot of potential business for the Ascent Expo, and a lot of great things that happened off of that event. We're hitting it next month, October 19th, so everybody mark their calendar.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You guys are people have to come. Like, oh, my gosh. It was so awesome to be there looking over the skyline. And then there's this guy there. His name was Pedro. Perry. He was painting the whole time we were there. And all of his paintings were, like, throughout the whole mansion. It was so awesome just to see him, like, doing it live, you know. And as I gave him his interview, and he was just painting, he used this little metal kind of thing. It's not even a paintbrush, so it's like his own style. But even more, like, interesting than that is that he normally does painting underwater, under the ocean, and he prefers to be underwater painting than on land painting. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
He was very didn't speak English, so we had a translator, which was super cool, because we do things the easy way. You see how we work that out? So if there is anyone out there that doesn't understand English, don't worry. We'll get a translator for you so you can come join in and do things the easy way.
Yeah, I can vouch. I have experienced the easy way, and it truly is easy.
Thank you, Stephen. Now, so Stephen, you were also there, and you mentioned that you generated some leads and you got some good contacts and some great things happened, and that was your first time being there.
Yeah, I walked out with a stack of business. I got 12 leads. Three of those have already contacted me. Very next day, I'm getting calls. Say, hey, we like your work and so forth. So it truly was easy. I have to admit.
Glad to hear it, man. Well, that's what we try to do. We try to open up as many doors as possible, and you know, we're rocking and rolling. So like I said, on Monday, another great lead generation opportunity, Carson City Hall. If you guys remember, Will Chaplin from the Voice TV show, he was one of the finalists on The Voice, is actually going to be there. And they're also going to be presenting a substantially large check to the Watering Seeds. And this happened off of that event. I reconnected with some people I knew prior, and they have actually asked us to attend and to get involved and support. And that's going to be in Carson, the Carson City Hall, Monday. If you want to go, then hit us up, guys. It's not an open event, but if you're doing it the easy way, it can be an open event to you. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. I'm going to go ahead and give Alantino his chance to say his last final words on what's happening with the cyberbullying and what's happening with the team. And I think today was a great show, guys. Thank you for everybody hanging out with me and keeping me company.
Thank you, too, Eric. And on behalf of my team, I just want to say I love you all. I praise God every day for my friends that I have, both team members, loved ones. We're all one big family now. And, you know, cyberbullying, once again, is still raising havoc. Schools are back in session now, and I'm looking forward to getting in touch. This is a shout-out to Spider with the L.A. City Unified School District and his wonderful program that he has. He will be joining us at some point in time. I can't tell you right now, but to get education, not only to the children, but to the parents as well, to start a cooperative unison and one voice to stop all of this bullying in any way, shape, fashion, or form. If you've been bullied, call us. We're here. Easy Way Broadcasting, Cyberspace Media, SoniaHarley.com. Let us know that you're being bullied. We'll get somebody to take care of it for you. We really will. Eric, once again, thank you. Steven, you're a master web designer. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Sonia, keep that beautiful voice kicking. Okay?
Okay.
Eric, and you know how we roll. We roll the easy way because we're tired of doing it the hard way. Let's get it right.
Yes, sir, guys. So that is the show. We are going to be taking off, but we did it the easy way with some great, amazing people. Remember, guys, download the application, the Eric Zulli app, and you'll be able to have the easy way in your pocket. We got a lot of fantastic things coming up. Tickets are available for the Stop Tour, and all you need to do is go to the Stop Tour like page and get all the information for that, which will also be on the Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page. Tickets are available now for the Ascent Expo at the L.A. Convention Center with CBS. Michael Beckwith will be speaking, and a lot of other amazing, amazing people will be involved. You can hit up the Ascent Expo fans page, and it will also be on the Easy Way Broadcasting's like page. We're always giving all the awesome information. I hope you guys enjoyed our new segment, the Industry 101, where you guys can get that 401, that information on the industry that people will not not give you, and they keep on the down low for themselves. We're sharing it with you guys because we appreciate you guys supporting us. Remember to join the Hollywood, the Easy Way group on Facebook, which is facebook.com/groups/HWTEW. But again, it'll be on the Easy Way Broadcasting like page. And we appreciate all of our sponsors, all of our supporters, everybody. We couldn't do it without you guys. Tune in next week. It's going to be another fantastic show, an amazing guest. And from now on, if you want to know about the show and all the information, it's going to be on The Easy Show, letter E, letter Z, theeasyshow.com/podcasts. Until the official Easy Way Broadcasting website is finished. We're not going to be posting anymore. We're not going to be doing anything with Easy Way Broadcasting until the site is finished. Compliments of my pocket. They're making an amazing, amazing site. Can't wait to put it out. It's going to be all live broadcasted, all interactive. All of our stuff, everything's going to be on that site. It's going to be amazing and exciting. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Tune in. Tell your friends. Please press the like button. Please press the share button. Please tell everybody how we're doing it the easy way and why you should be doing it the easy way. Thank you, guys. Remember, we are nothing without you listening. We're nothing without you sharing. We're nothing without our fans and our supporters. I can't wait to see you guys at the next event. Thank you to Sonia Harley, Big Spence, Alantino Brown, and the wonderful designer Steven. And everybody else is beyond. Thank you to our fan that came on today and spoke and asked her wonderful question about the TV show. And I hope you enjoyed my little theme song with Will Smith and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So I had a blast, guys. I hope you did, too. We will catch you guys next week. Keep doing it the easy way. I'm your host, EZ, the Hollywood It Guy, Eric Z. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
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 You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.